Well, Brett Gosper, IRB CEO, thanks very much for your time. It's 2 years to go until England 2015. What's the IRB feeling about what the Rugby World Cup will feel like in England, perhaps, as to New Zealand 4 years ago?
Well, this is going to be a huge World Cup on scale, in terms of size and so on. We're very excited. Everything is on track. Everything is on plan. The New Zealand World Cup is a very special World Cup in its own way, and England will have its own personality in the way they put their Rugby World Cup on as well. But certainly we think on some of the tangible criteria, commercial size, numbers, figures, given the size of the England and UK and in Europe, which is connected to it, it will be a record-breaking World Cup. So we're very excited.
2 years away from the competition, it would be remiss of me maybe to not talk to you about the state of the game currently. Lots of uncertainty around club rugby in Europe at the moment. What's your view on that and how unsettling it could be over the next year as Rugby World Cup preparation is underway?
Look, it could be a big distraction for the unions and for the players and everyone else. So obviously our ideal is that the people around the table come together and find some common ground, which will be in the interest of the game of rugby. You know, we support a strong European competition and we'll be backing a strong European competition in its form. So we're optimistic that these parties will come together and find some common ground in the future.
Is it a case of leaving them to it, or do the IRB need to sort of step in and check that things are going smoothly?
I think they've got to find their own solution. You know, their issues are pretty clear without the IRB coming in and trying to confuse things. But I think, you know, we have a role perhaps behind the scenes in understanding and help pushing people towards a good outcome that's a good outcome for everyone.
England 2015 will be a nationwide competition. It'll be placing games into football stadia once the 2015-16 season gets underway. So how are you facing the challenges that come with that and perhaps having to reach out to a new audience?
Yeah, but this is part of the goal of a Rugby World Cup. We just don't want to preach to the converted. We obviously want to look after the converted, but we want to go after new audiences. So actually playing these games in some of these stadiums, which in itself is spectacular, we're obviously bringing in new target audiences and introducing people to the exciting game of rugby. So all of that's great.
In wanting to appeal to new people, the game needs to be seen as clear as it possibly can be. We see annual directives coming in to referees all the time. How are you viewing perhaps how the scrum's been looking over the last couple of months since these, you know, new interpretations have come in?
Well, obviously the new protocols that we brought in for the scrum were essentially for player welfare. An unintended consequence of that was we felt there were fewer collapses because less pressure at the hit without getting too technical. It's early days. We're 1 month into a 12-month trial, but you can see that the effort in moving in this direction is towards ensuring that the game is as aesthetic as possible and as continuous as possible for the viewing public. So, you know, we've got good reason to be encouraged by the early trial, but it is a work in progress.
There were obviously people like my father, other older generations who've been saying, there's a feed at the scrum, they're always feeding, that's been looked at. Do you think there are any other issues in the game that might be looked at over the next couple of years ahead of England 2015?
What we tend to do is for the final year before England 2015 is have all of the teams in the world playing under the rules as they will be. So your last chance to trial new rules is actually happening now. So we won't see too many more new rules coming in from here on in. People have got to have a certainty about the rules they're playing under. So, you know, one or two things around the fringes that have happened, but generally probably the scrum would be the main one at this point.
We look forward to a great tournament. Brett, thanks for your time.
So do we, thank you.